Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. We're dipping a toe into the late classical, early romantic era on the podcast today with the German-born composer Friedrich Kuhlau. Kuhlau was born in the late 18th century to a family of working town and church musicians. His father was a regimental army musician. But Kuhlau came up as a young man during the French Revolution, and when Hamburg was occupied in 1810, he fled to Copenhagen to avoid enlisting in Napoleon's army. Once in Denmark, Kuhlau never looked back. In 1813, he became a Danish citizen, and after the smashing success of his incidental music for Elves Hill, which includes a tune that is the Danish national anthem, Kuhlau came to be regarded as one of Denmark's most celebrated artists. You may know Kuhlau from childhood piano lessons. Kuhlau was a piano teacher himself and his still ever popular sonatinas were probably meant as teaching pieces for his pupils. Kuhlau also composed chamber music, trios, quartets, and quintets, and a great deal of music for the flute, that, together with his friendship and admiration for Beethoven, earned Kuhlau the nickname Beethoven of the Flute. A new release on the Brilliant Classics label features some lesser-known music by Friedrich Kuhlau, two works for piano four hands, and the three sonatas for violin and fortepiano, Opus 79. Here's some of the Adagio e Rondo for piano four hands, Opus 124. You can hear that stylistically, Kuhlau's music looks forward more to 19th century romanticism than backwards to the 18th century. Yet both forward venturing boldness and a conservative tradition are present in his music. This is perhaps more apparent in the violin works. So let's hear from Kuhlau's Opus 79 violin sonatas, the opening Allegro Gustoso of his Sonata No. 1. Performing Kuhlau's music here is violinist Giorgio Leoni de Tozzi and pianist Paolo Porto, who uses an original fortepiano built by Carl Stein in 1830. Tozzi and Porto are both members of the ensemble called Zero Emission Baroque Orchestra. In fact, Tozzi is the ensemble's founder and director, and the orchestra lives up to its name. Founded in 2013, the Zero Emission Baroque Orchestra, let's call it ZEBO for short, has pledged that all CO2 emissions produced to create their concerts and events and recordings, including travel and production, will be offset by equivalent reforestation funding. It's fitting and very possibly intentional that Zibo, with their dual mission of musical art and environmental sustainability, has produced a recording of music with ties to Denmark. Scandinavian countries are leaders in green and sustainable initiatives. Denmark, for example, has made it a goal to run on 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. Let's listen once more to the director of the Zero Emission Baroque Orchestra, violinist Giorgio Tosi, in the music of the German-born Danish composer Friedrich Kuhlau. Here's the Rondo Allegro from the Opus 79 Sonata No. 3. That's it for this time. If this podcast has piqued your interest in Kuhlau's music or the Zero Emission Baroque Orchestra, you can find out more on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.